Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
BQW Podcast, presented by Big Q's World. Here's where we talk about consumer technology, everyday life struggles, pop culture, latest news stories, and whatever else that goes on inside of Big Q's brain. All right, Geekazoids, it's going down right now. Here's your host, Big Q.
This is Big Q's World Podcast. I'm your boy, Big Q, and this is a little bit of a rebranding of sorts. I know the first time I did the podcast, it was really, it was in a different place than it is right now. But right now, I think I wanted to do more pop culture stuff, and I wanted to kind of get into a little bit more newsworthy stuff and give my opinion. So look, that's why I called it the Big Q's World Podcast, culturally opinionated. That's what we're going to go with. And to kind of keep things super saucy today, on the first episode back, I got one of my closest homies. I got the homie Glass with me this week. What's going on, Glass?
Everything's all good, man. Thank you for having me on the show, especially the first episode.
Very first episode.
I believe we're going to get this cracking real quick.
Right. So if Glass's voice sounds familiar to a lot of people who follow a lot of things that I do online, Glass is a contributor and part of the fam on the Team Boy TV front when we do the sports NFL things. In the fall, he's one of the major contributors there along with my brother JB. So if the voice is familiar, you know, sometimes we call him the Sage of Sports. But you know what, Glass?
Sometimes.
We got a story about sports. We're going to talk about Deshaun Watson and the pending and mounting sexual allegations against the young man. But you got a lot of other things that's been going on in Deshaun's life. Glass, we're going to discuss it. That's one of the main reasons why I called you up, because I really wanted to pick your brain on this Deshaun Watson stuff. Also, this week on the podcast, some funny stuff, man. I don't know if the world is reacting to this Steve Harvey wannabe Derek Jackson relationship guru that got caught cheating on his wife out there, man. Got black women in a tizzy right now. Black women are a little bit upset. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to touch on that a little bit. With that. And then, of course, you know, us being gentlemen and being fathers and being, you know, well, neither one of us got sons. But still, I figured as fathers, well, this is a story that me and you could kind of talk about. The story with Kirk Franklin, man. Very interesting stuff to me. I wanted to talk about that as well. And then, of course, there was some serious stuff last week. There was a shooting, and you know, if we want to keep it real about the way the world going, it ain't. We got a new president, and power done shifted, but things still kind of looking, you know, the same way they did, you know, a couple of years ago. So that's what we had to today, Glass. But first thing, before we get into everything, man, I want to check in with you, man. It's been a couple of months since the last time we spoke. What's good?
Oh, it's all good, man. You know, it's still cold here in the shy and really? Whatnot. I'm just glad we don't have any show. I mean, snow.
Right.
No, me and my women.
Yeah.
wife and two girls. Right. Yeah. Doing quite well. How you doing, bro?
Man, we holding up, man. The weather's actually, you know, it's Carolina, right? You know, the seasons here are weird and everything is early. So, you know, the trees already started blooming. It's so weird. We had some sweltering 72, 74 days last week, and then it kind of it got a little chilly, like, you know, going into the end part of the week now. So you don't know whether to put on shorts or hoodie, you know, around here. Right. You know, that kind of thing. You know, work has been great. You know, cool stuff has been happening with the job and, you know, that kind of thing. So I've been busy. I've been kind of putting in work, working on the podcast stuff, man. You know, me and the wife, you got a podcast going and, that kind of thing. And of course, you know, I reconnected with another one of my homies, Keon X, and we brought back a podcast that we did in the past. So your boy been busy, man. I've been trying to stay with it.
I hear you.
I've been trying to stay with it, you know, that kind of thing. And I know I was joking with you earlier, you know, because I was like on my Spotify, and that R. Kelly and Public Announcement joint came up, and I was like, y'all gonna bump this in the cookout this weekend? And yeah, you was like, yeah, you do that in the shy. Watch.
See what happens.
So you saying Kells is still canceled? He always gonna be canceled.
Yeah, still canceled, man.
Even at home still, in the shot,
he gets three strikes. Yeah, man, dude. You talking about black women being angry? Go ahead, right. Bump that down the street if you want to.
I figured y'all would be a little bit more. No, you know, because that's the home. That's home. You know, nah, dude. They got like Philly Kells right there, right?
Not at all.
You know, it's one of them things, man, where you know the man. Questionable. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very questionable. But man, his body of work is still super deniable, man. Undeniable. You know, every once in a while, a little Kells come into my playlist. Yeah, you know.
I hear you. I said, his catalog is wonderful and everything. Yeah. Everybody bumped that back in the days in the 80s and 90s and whatnot, especially 90s. I think it's 90s.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's like, man, I have not heard a Robert Kelly song since the indictment.
Right.
Since the indictment. Mm. And I think people are afraid to even bump that now.
Yeah.
He's been like, canceled?
Yeah.
He's been muted.
Yeah, I believe most people will play it at home. I don't think you won't get caught out, in public listening to R. Kelly.
You know, right.
Saying, right. So, you know, so let's get into this thing, man. You probably seen the story. Kirk Franklin, the gospel singer dude or whatever, you know, that's what he's most known for. You know, his son, you know, recorded some audio between, you know, him and his father having a pretty serious conversation. Kirk was a little bit out of character. He's a little bit out of character in the conversation. And some words were said. So before we get into it, I'm going to play a little bit of the clip. Okay, I'll play a little bit of the clip. Okay. I'll play a little bit of it. And let me see here. Let me play a little bit of the clip.
Okay.
Here's your paper.
Okay. If you think I'm
ready
to
step,
let me say it like this. When your bitch ass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get your skinny motherfucking ass back out the goddamn way.
I dare you. Shut the fuck up. I'm home. What's up? I will punch your neck, nigga. Don't you ever disrespect me. I did it. He just hung up the phone. I'll break your neck. Is that a threat?
Before, you know, like I said, me and you, we don't have sons, right? Mm-hmm. Especially not old sons, you know, because I mean, you know, my daughter is 20, just turned 21. Yours is about that age, a little older, right?
Wow, we getting old, bro.
I don't know.
She's 21. That's just okay. Yes. Now I'm back to the. I digress. Yes.
She just turned 21. Yes. Yeah. So
mine is 23.
Okay,
my youngest. Yeah.
So with all that, right? So I'm just trying to. And that, for us, is different because we do have daughters. So I think the conversation would be a little bit different, but you know, I just want to get your reaction. So let's say, you know, it was your son, you know what I mean? Like, and you know, and y'all having this conversation, this is the thing I want to ask you first, because what was in the conversation is a different story. Mm-hmm. I think that the act of recording you and your father's conversation and putting it on social media, knowing who your father is, I think I have a bigger problem with that.
That's me.
Let me get your thoughts on that. Yeah.
Okay, that's the bigger problem right there. Yeah. The fact that you remember, do I even remember my kids recording? My kids have never recorded me, number one. Right. It's the fact that you put it on social media, that's the problem I have. You're a grown ass man.
Yeah.
You 30, what is he, 32 going
almost
on 33?
Yeah. Almost 33 years old, yeah.
Well, that's just entitlement right there.
Yeah.
You know, you got a famous father and everything. He in the gospel world. He's like one of the cornerstones of the gospel world and everything. And to me, it's like he's been, I ain't gonna use the word breastfed, but he's been given everything all his life. And it's like you had a talk. Your dad told you, no, you can't have this.
Right.
You have a little temper tantrum. He comes at you. You start recording. That's where we got a problem.
Yeah.
And like I said, me and my wife, when I first, cause my wife didn't know anything about it.
Okay.
So when I told her about it, we was at a local drive-through to pick up some food for dinner. And after I told her about it and let her hear the audio,
yeah,
we sat there for about 20, 25 minutes, food getting cold. Cause we just talking about this cause she couldn't believe it. Yeah. Now, with that being said, I can't say, you know, some people are like, oh my gosh, he did what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, I'm sure you did the same thing. My mouth wasn't open. I was, I ain't gonna say laughing. I ain't gonna say shocked. I wasn't shocked. I was like, you know, cause my dad,
right.
I wasn't 30 yeah. something years old. Right. I was a teenager,
right.
But we got the same type of tongue lashing and stuff.
When at that age, I wouldn't be having them type of conversations with my father at that age anyway. That's something that you know, you're a teenager or you're in your early to mid 20s having that type of conversation with your dad. I just wanted to interject that.
Exactly. But, yeah. I think that kind of type of conversation ended when I was 19, 20, when he knocked me down the front steps.
Absolutely.
I learned real quick, like, okay, that's I got to respect this man like it is. But yes. Back to the tongue lashing,
yeah.
I have no problem with it. I think I ain't gonna say black family, but right. Every black family goes through it every now and then. But all in all, when I told my wife, if I had a son and he did something like that,
yeah,
I will find one of my other kids, my daughters, to give him my cell phone. Since my man like recording so much, you videotape this ass whooping I'm about to give him right now.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Since my spot's been blowing up already on public, I might as well go ahead and finish it off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because that's what I was telling my wife. I was telling Vernie, I was like, you know, the minute that I found out that he had put that online, I'd have been wherever he was. Because, I don't know what the distance is between them two or whatever.
Exactly.
But I would have been there, right? Me and him would have had to handle that face-to-face. Because now it's beyond a father and a son thing. It's two men who got a problem. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes men got to handle problems the way men handle problems. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, cause the whole thing about, like, you know who your dad is, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you know who your dad is. And the fact that you did that because you were trying to prove a point or you wanted to hurt him in some type of way. You know, you're hurting him in his ability to be able to provide for his family. So, exactly. So up until this point, all this time when you was a kid, all the way up to this point, this whole thing about him being Kirk Franklin, the gospel guy, who everybody think is the super Christian or whatever, this is what got you all that cool stuff, right? But now it's a little bit of a problem, and maybe he asking you to get your own stuff or whatever. You kind of want to, you know, violate that. You know, to me, that's the most disrespectful thing I think I've seen all year. You know what I mean? It was, in my opinion, I think it was very disrespectful. You know, just because of the father-son dynamic and the fact that the son knew, you know, where his father's stature was in the community. You know what I mean? Like, that's what made it a little bit weird to me, you know?
Right.
Yeah, and like I said.
But, you know, it might, I don't know his son from Adam.
Yeah.
But the way, I guess, we didn't hear the whole story.
No, everything was taken out of context. That, right, yeah.
You're right, and I heard he was trying to give him some counseling,
right.
Pay for some counseling and whatever. Mm-hmm. So that tells me right there, I don't know how his mental is, how his mental health is,
right.
But you got to put that into consideration. But still, yet, man, sometimes when you give your kids too much,
yeah,
It's bad.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Trust me, I know this because this is one of the issues that I've been dealing with over the past few years. Is you know, especially in our age group, we kind of came up where we wanted to, you know, things to be so much better for our kids. Exactly. And then Kirk Franklin's situation, if I recall correctly, when they put that video of him and his wife, that the wife that he's with now is not this dude's Carrion's mother, but they've been in this together as a family for like most of his life. You know what I mean? So, you know, he's been looking at this woman like his stepmom or his mom for the majority of his life. And if I'm not mistaken, Kirk said in the video as well that, you know, all three of them, Kirk, the ex-wife and the new wife, they all get along perfectly. There's no problems and nothing like that. But, you know, it kind of reminded me of my daughter, you know, how, you know, a few years ago, she, you know, especially when you come in from, you know, the original family didn't, you know, broke up and you got this whole new blended thing or whatever. Kids like to take advantage of situations like that, you know, and I noticed that, you know, that my daughter had some times where I would look at her like, are you really trying me like that? Like, really? You know what I mean? And I had to let her know, like, no, we don't. You might do that with your mama, but you don't do that around here. You know what I mean? So, but when I heard the story and I heard that, you know, that the woman wasn't really his mom and, you know, maybe he got, you know, they say he'd been canceling like for like 20 years or something like that. So, you know, he'd been a spoiled brat all of his life.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Basically, in a nutshell, right. That's what it is, right? But, you know, but I feel like, you know, I remember when I tried my dad. But the first time I tried my dad, I was ready for what was getting ready to come, though, right? So I would have never tried no sneaky stuff like this. You know, whatever I had to say to him, I said it to him and to his face, and I had to reap the consequences. Whatever came next, it came next. This going, you know you're not in the same place. You're recording it. You're putting it on social media. You know, this man has kind of got his hands tied because what can he really do? He's Kirk Franklin, for God's sake. You know what I'm saying? Right. So and you're just sitting back laughing about it. Like, no, that just wouldn't have flew back in the day.
Not at all. You know, I think, like I said, everybody try to check their old man, see where they stand and everything. And to me, it never ends well.
Right.
You know, and the funny thing about it, I'm a mama's boy and, like, I think it goes to this day. I always tell my wife, if you call me in to handle a situation,
yeah,
it's like dropping napalm. Ain't no going back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I put that with my old man. You know, my mom used to save me every now and then. There's this one night, man, it just happened. I checked.
Yeah.
I mean, we finished it off.
We all do.
And my mom didn't come to say the date. So I knew right then and there they was sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Absolutely. You know, but you know, it's one of them things, you know, that all men go through in their life. You and your dad gonna have some type of little situation that's gonna pop off. I just think the way this one was handled, and it just really is like a sign of the times to me, because I just know back in the day, I mean, you know, obviously wasn't no social media and nothing like that, but that whole thing just seems so sissified to me. I don't know. Is that a word I can say these days? Can you even say that?
We'll use that. We'll keep it PG.
Okay, right. So, you know, it seemed, you know, a little bit suspect. You know what I mean? Like how he did that. Instead of, you know, if you got a problem with your dad or you got a problem with another man, you go see that man. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's just the way I see it.
You said it great. We got two grown men. They should handle it like they should be handling with some respect.
Absolutely.
And I'm gonna end it with this.
Yeah.
Everybody out there who was shocked that Kirk Franklin did what he did,
right,
you need to stop putting these people on pedestals.
Yes, absolutely. And that was another part of the story. Like, you know, especially, you know, people was like, oh, it's Kirk Franklin. I can't believe he's really? I mean, look, listen, he may be X, Y, and Z in public, but he's still a dad and a husband in private, right?
Exactly.
And I mean, you know, and the way he was speaking, they used to speak like that all the time. They were surprised. People were shocked. And I was like, I really wasn't. Because, I mean, you know,
I wasn't.
Even if he's a dude who doesn't really, you know, use that kind of language on a regular basis, something like that will make you do it. you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
you know, it is what it is, right?
Yeah,
you know, exactly. So, you know, I don't know. So this next story was one that I specifically had you in mind when I decided to add this to the podcast this week, because it's sports related, you know, and It's our boy. It's our boy Deshaun Watson, man. You know, yeah. look, a lot of our conversation on Team Boy TV last year was about Deshaun Watson. You know, exactly. this has not been things ain't really been good for Deshaun for the last year or so. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so we're having, mm-hmm. he's having issues with the office, right? You know, he's having issues with the office. You got weird stuff like they're trading away all his talent, but then they're putting pressure on him to win. They offered him a contract. And now they're saying like, you know, making it, and this is the way I took it. Like they're saying, okay, we're going to deal away and trade away every single, attribute that can help you win, but we're going to give you a boatload of cash. Maybe the money will help you win, right? So they're putting pressure on the win. Then they tell him, you know, they hire, he got a terrible coach who then they made GM, right? Mm-hmm. So that was something he had to deal with. So then in the wake of them firing Bill O'Brien, they told Deshaun, hey, listen, we're going to make you part of this process. Then denied him that process, which pissed them off. Then he goes on a tirade about how he wanted out, this, that, and the third. And it just so happened in the middle of all this, while he finally, his agent is taking calls. It was a big whole thing about here in Charlotte. And I think he came here and interviewed here and then talked to some people here. It's a big old deal. Everybody wanted Deshaun Watson. But in the middle of all that, 14, I think up to 16 allegations of sexual assault come out of the blue. Like,
are we in the 20s now?
I'm going to get this one that says 16. Maybe look at this. Like, it's a 22?
23.
Wow. And it just came out of the blue. Like, to me, exactly. 1 + 1 ain't adding up to 2 right here for me. Something ain't right.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if we get into the meat and potatoes of what they want us to pay attention to right now, which is these 20-something allegations of sexual misconduct, that's what they want us to pay attention to. They don't want us to pay attention to what Deshaun is saying and what he's been saying for the past, 9 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that this is a massage stuff. He'd go and get the massage and then, you know, he expecting a little bit more from the ladies or whatever, making them feel comfortable, so on and so forth. Glass, this is a mess. And I'm going to tell you what Vernie said. First I thought it was preposterous and I thought it was like the most outlandish thing I've ever heard in my life. But then I thought about it and it makes a whole lot of sense. She thinks that this whole situation is being orchestrated by the Houston Texans. That's what she think they the main ones moving chess pieces around, and, you know, and these, and it sounds crazy.
I'm with Vern.
Yeah.
To a certain extent. Yeah. Now, the timing is ridiculous.
It's very questionable.
It's like all of a sudden these people come out the woodwork. How long you been with the team? 4 years? 3 to 4 years?
Yes.
Yeah. And this now just coming out?
Yes.
With that being said, I also doubt, okay, when the first came out, I think it was 3.
Yeah.
1, then I think it went to 3. And I'm like, these people right here, the first thing I thought of, Houston Texans, just now they're doing a smear campaign.
Yes. Yeah.
But we're up to 23 now.
Yes.
I do believe we're at 23. You said, I think 16, that's still 16, a high number.
16 on the story that was printed yesterday. The story was printed on March 23rd.
Okay, I think this morning I heard 23. Okay. So, yeah. But neither here nor there, that's a high amount of complaints.
It really is.
Lawsuits. So my thing is this, all of them can't be wrong.
No.
That's where that. So it's like, okay, we get to when it was 1 and 3. I'm like, man, Houston Texans full of crap.
Yeah.
When we at the 16 to 23, it's like,
right.
Okay, Deshaun, this ain't sounding too well for you right now.
Absolutely.
So whether you know how they say, even if it's only one, that's still bad.
It's still bad.
You know, it's still bad.
I am not going to say Deshaun Watson is above suggesting things while he getting the massage, you know, whether it's joking or maybe he was serious when this particular masseuse, maybe he was like, yo, I'm gonna see what I can do with this. You know what I mean? Like, you know, whatever. Mm. I'm not above saying that happened. Right. But what I find weird is the timing and so many. So normally why have so many different women coming in there? Right. And then if these women, some of these women got to know each other. So they're like, oh, You got Deshaun this week. Oh well, if you're gonna go over there, you know, it would be some type of conversation, right? But we have the 16, and then it gets deeper. The lawyer, Deshaun Watson's lawyer, was saying that, you know, he getting communications and telephone calls from the people representing these women, or one of these women, and was saying pretty much, yeah, this is like, I'm asking for $30,000 in hush money. And then he's like, hush money for what? What are we covering up? He said, oh, well, you know, something went down between your man and my girl. He's like, okay, whatever. Was it consensual? He's like, yeah. And so it's like, well, this is extortion. He's like, no, sir, this is not extortion. This is blackmail. Like, how you gonna tell somebody that, right? You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So this is where it gets weird, right? Because you got this guy pretty much saying, I'm trying to get money off this guy. And then I go back to Vernie's statement, right? So maybe these people know that Deshaun's lawyer and them ain't gonna pay these women this money, but maybe the Texans will, just to make enough noise and ruffle enough feathers to get Deshaun all messed up and force him to stay where he is. And I don't really think it's even necessary. Ain't he in the contract?
He got $100-some million contract.
Right. You know, the bunch of it, I think 89 or 90 some of it is guaranteed. So I really don't know what's going on, but really this whole thing looks and smells very weird to me.
The one I heard is that he got one of these masseuses from Instagram.
Right. Okay.
Which is crazy in itself right there.
Yeah.
So he found her, he called her, DM'd her, or messenger, I'll put it like that. Mm-hmm. And she replied. They've set up an appointment, and I guess that allegedly he said, you know, make sure nobody's at the house.
Right.
So this masseuse was having clients coming to her house.
Right. Yeah.
This time, like this, Deshaun said, you know, make sure nobody's at the house. So, you know, she thought that's kind of weird, but anyhow, let me go ahead and bring him up in here. So he came up in there. She went to go prep. He was laying on the table. Only thing he got his manhood covered. Yeah. That's the only thing he had, a towel covering his manhood.
Right.
And she turned around. She's like, that was kind of weird. And, you know, usually you start off laying on your stomach so they can work on your back.
Right.
Well, he was laying on his back. So she was doing his thing. From what I understand, he was trying to lead her to move the hand down low.
Right.
Then his private parts was exposed at one time, and she was uncomfortable. And I guess he started apologizing. I don't know if they finished the massage or anything.
Yeah,
that's when I hear. But
okay, Glass. Okay, look, let's say that happened, because that's not like a stretch. I mean, I can see something like that happening, right?
Right.
And you know,
right.
Dude, feeling a little frisky, whatever, right? But
as long as it gets shut down
though, like nobody forced nobody to do that and so on and so forth. So you can say, oh, he kind of was flirting with me, or he was trying to, you know, he was being suggestive. Okay, well, whatever. Like, he's a single man.
Right.
I think he's single, right?
I think he's single.
Yeah. I don't see nothing wrong with that, right? Look, maybe he was a little inappropriate. That's fine.
Exactly.
But the thing is, like, I don't know how you can get 16 to 22 different women, Deshaun, unless he's an animal, right? He's just he's just a nasty animal, right? But you know, you ask people about, you know, who close to Deshaun, they'll tell you that's not who he is. I mean, this man was running for man of the year 1 year, you know what I mean? So like, and was close to winning it, you know what I mean? Like, and every time his name come up, nobody would associate Deshaun Watson with being that type of guy. Not to say that he's absolved from that. It's just that it makes it a little, like, sometimes you still got to look at a man's character, right? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Right.
So, I mean, or does that not mean anything these days? I don't know. You know?
Nah. Well, you know, it's funny how you prove you guilty until proven innocent.
Right. Yeah.
You know, instead of the other way around, innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
You know, and then I'm like, your life is always exposed. Right. That's the one thing I don't like, being a celebrity or having a celebrity status. Like, man, dude, my private life is my private life. Now, like I said, if it's true, then do what you got to do with Deshaun. Yeah. It's just the timing is just ridiculous, how all this stuff is jumping off.
Yeah. So
but with that being said, you notice that even if it's 16, 20, whatever, I don't think it's a criminal suit. It's a civil suit.
Right. Because
that's what
this one is about money. It's about money, right? So this was my thing is, and I keep going back to it because I just keep hearing her words in my head. I can't help but to think, if I'm the Houston Texans, right, and I got this Deshaun Watson mess happening right now, what's my out, right? Because you can't force him to stay because he's just going to sit out. And you don't want to trade him away because then he leaves all his dead cap space and you lose $89, $92 million or whatever the case may be that you guaranteed him. You're going to lose. Either way, it's a lose-lose situation, right? So what if you get him on some criminal stuff and you can just cut him? And that way you don't owe him any. You don't have to give him the money. What if that's your out, right? What if that's the way you get rid of your Deshaun Watson problem? It's save a whole boatload of money at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Right.
I did not think about that.
Right.
That could be the case.
We're talking about the Houston Texans. Yeah.
I don't put nothing past the Houston Texans.
Absolutely. Yeah. what made me think of that is what they did to Antonio Brown in Oakland. You remember?
Right.
So you know how they got rid of him without having to pay him any money because he was showing out and it was detriment to the league or whatever the term is or whatever, a conduct detrimental to such and such. Either way, that'll get you cut and that'll get you, you know, not being able to get paid. So
that same thing with the New England Patriots. Yeah. Remember, all he had to do was just shut his mouth for a couple of days. Absolutely. I think to Tuesday. It was a Friday. He had to shut his mouth to Tuesday. It didn't last a Sunday. Right.
It's weird. So like I said, you got all the stuff that's going on with Deshaun while football season was happening. Then the offseason happens and, you know, he goes on this tour like he's a free agent and he's really not. Pissing off the Houston Texans. They're like, that's our guy out there, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, courting everybody, like, you know, openly, not even caring about what we think. And then we can't tell him, look, come on back. You know, you got to play. You're under contract. And all they're going to do is, like, he's going to screw you. He's going to sit out. He's going to throw games. You know, if he don't want to be there, it's clear he don't want to be there.
Exactly.
So now, like I said, I'm just reiterating the timeline because I'm just showing you how fishy this is, right? So like I said, Deshaun had issues during the season. He goes on a free agent tour in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Allegations start popping up out of the blue, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then one, like I said, Deshaun's people discover that one of them is a straight up play for cash. They just told him straight up, we're looking for hush money, right? And we supposed to think, you know, that the Texans ain't got nothing to do with this.
To me, you're very ignorant if you don't think the Houston Texans has something to do with this. You know what I'm saying? And then if we understand the background of this lawyer, of the plaintiff's lawyer. Plaintiff? Yeah. He's shiesty anyway.
Yeah.
That's the word. Now, so I'm not shocked that he's doing this just to do it.
Right.
To me, and I think that the Houston Texans is behind this. We don't get this lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
And just have a smear campaign because the lawyer don't care. This is how he makes his money.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it all adds up, man. The Houston Texans, now that you said what you said about the not having to pay him the rest of that money, I can clearly see that happening.
So one question for you, because, you know, I already got Vernie's take on it. One question for you before we move on. Let's say it comes out what's the owners of the Texans? Forget what they name it. But let's just say it comes out that they were orchestrating this thing to get Deshaun Watson off their books. What's the aftermath of that? What do you think is going to happen if we find out that the Texans did this just to get rid of Deshaun without having to pay him? What is that aftermath going to look like?
I can answer that question real quick. Do they even care?
Well, can Deshaun sue them for everything they're worth? Defamation of character. You know,
but we're talking about billionaires. You got millionaires going after billionaires.
Yeah,
they'll pay that off.
Yeah, they probably will.
Rumors that I heard, the son, the owner name is McNair. I can't remember. The father had passed.
Right.
I think there's two sons.
Bill McNair. Is it Bill?
Who?
Is it Bill McNair?
Bill McNair? It could be. Yeah. It could be.
Yeah.
Where are they going with this? The son that's actually CEO of the team is not a very smart individual, from what I heard. He don't have the business mind like the other one. So how he got it, maybe because he's the oldest, whatever. He's next in line. Yeah. But still, neither here nor there. There's a lot of things where it wouldn't shock me if they just go down deep. And this, like you said, when you came up with that situation, I said, oh, dang, yeah, that's probably what they're doing. And, you know, he's not the smartest one to handle that. Yeah. So
it's messy. I'm interested to see how it goes. Because I really, in my heart of hearts, I just don't believe that many women. Like I said, unless Deshaun is an animal. Like, if we did, it could be, because it could turn. Like, we found, like, we was talking about R. Kelly earlier. There's people in the world who are just very awful folk, right? I just can't picture Deshaun Watson being one of them kind of people. I just can't. But you know,
I am now.
But you never know, right? So so unless that's the case, I can't see how that many women can say this about a guy whose character ain't never really been came into question, so on and so forth. But you know, that's what Vernie also said. That's why them young dudes like what's the dude's name out in KC, the quarterback out there. That's why them young dudes need to do like him and just get married and shut it down early, get rid of all that. You know, look like I'm married, I'm chilling, I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
I'll put you like this: the king of the single life athlete, always gonna be Derek Jeter.
Oh yeah.
Unless you roll like Derek Jeter, like you said, let's lock this down.
In trouble, he's good. You know what I mean?
Man,
you know, he's great. You know what I mean? So, you know, it is what it is. So listen, you know, I don't know if you're, because I don't, Vernie ain't like this, but I do remember back in the day, there were certain women who I was involved with who were always following these dudes, right? So I don't know if you heard of Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Yeah.
Every year he used to go, had his big women's thing down in Atlanta. And millions and millions of women would come down there, and he would just make all his money spitting this nonsense to these women. And then there was Steve Harvey.
You don't say nonsense.
I mean, I don't know. I never went to the event, so I don't know what was being said.
I want to say my wife went one time.
I don't know what's being said that, but apparently women come out in droves for this type of stuff, right? You know, so but the thing, and me and Vernon was having a conversation about this today, and I was like, well, why is it always a man who can gather all these women like and just tell them stuff? You would think, especially black women, you would think black women would prop each other up and they would have their own little situation, right? But it's always a man. And so that brings
Can I answer that for you?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Their man, their significant other is not acting right. They're trying to... women, please, just my opinion.
Be careful.
Women are always trying to control.
Right. Okay.
Their man.
Yeah.
Some way, somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being a compromise, you want to try and take over, make him, mold him the way you want to make him.
Yes.
You can't make him that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So what's the next best thing? Let's not listen to the women, because all of them stuck in the same predicament I am.
Right.
Let's go hear from the man to hear the man's perspective of how they think.
Right.
And we get the upper hand on that.
But do they really?
This is my opinion.
But do they really think a man gonna give the whole entire game away? I mean, really?
I've heard some that give the playbook,
the whole game. So like this little young cat, what's his name? Derek Jackson, right? Mm-hmm, so he's been giving away game for years, you know, on YouTube and in his books that he's been writing. But then, you know, he gets caught up in it, right? You know, he had an affair on his wife. Then he comes out in a quote unquote apology and says in this apology, what his wife said beside him, that the woman that everybody talking about, that everybody, all these black women want to kill right now, she wasn't the only one. He been out there, right? So again, if you gonna give up the game, and you're gonna do stuff like that, you can't give up the whole game. Then you can't, right? Maybe that's why he got caught, because he gave up too much.
It's all about money. I'm gonna give up the game to make this money.
Okay. Yeah,
until you told me. Last week, I don't know who the hell this dude is, so I had to look him up, and I looked him up, and he just, I'm gonna throw this in there real quick.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like Steve Harvey like I used to.
Gotcha.
How you gonna write a book about marriage and you've been divorced twice?
Absolutely, right?
Why am I listening to you? Yeah. I'd rather listen to my old man. My old man, my dad and mom been married for 50-some years.
Absolutely.
That's who I need to talk to.
Yes.
My in-law's been married, my mother-in-law passed, but they've been married 40 plus years.
Right.
That's yeah. who I need to listen to. Absolutely. I only listen to a man been divorced twice, but I digress.
Right.
Back to Darren.
Yeah.
He's saying what he, this is his money. This is his way he makes his money.
Yeah.
I mean, now, this man lived in Atlanta, mm-hmm. which is a bad news. It was bad news from the jump.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And he, you know, he a nice looking young man. He got yeah. these women chasing after him. So I'm a dip out every now and then, but I got to keep my visuals
yeah.
clean cut so I can keep on making this money. And,
right.
he got comfortable with it. That's the problem. He got comfortable with it.
Yeah.
And I hear, you know, my mom and my wife tell me all the time, we smarter than y'all.
Right.
You
know, right.
We get away with this stuff. You guys are just stuck on stupid. I say, you know what? You're yeah. right. So to me, that's too much of a hassle for me to try to
yeah.
juggle women around like that.
Yeah.
And what's blasphemous from to me,
yeah.
Didn't he bring this young lady to his house?
Absolutely. That's what I was getting ready to get to, right? So you this dude who these, you know, millions of women are following, right? So
mm-hmm.
so you know, that's why I'm having a hard time believing the audacity of this guy. Because every black woman in America know who you are. They know you, you know? So you can't be seen nowhere with no other woman other than, like, they said he never really posted it. You know, his family online a lot. So I guess they really never knew what his wife looked like or whatever. But you can't really be nowhere. You know what I'm saying? You really,
right.
you really can't do that. So he said that, you know, the things that his wife was out of town. She was in Colorado or whatever. And he invites old girl and a couple of her friends.
Oh.
To the crib. They chilling like hard. Like he, you know, like. You know, and like everything is great. Like they all in the bedroom. They, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, you know, he's stuck on stupid.
She taking pictures. She Instagramming. She posting stuff on social media. Look, she's chilling with Derrick Jackson. Like, why not? Why wouldn't she do this?
Right.
Because he can't tell.
No, he's stuck on stupid, man.
Right.
That's one thing. Number one, you don't bring the female to the crib.
Absolutely not.
Number two, you don't expose yourself to the public. And then, no, we never bring in a friend. But wait a minute. She ain't like she knew he was married.
Well, she didn't know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She thought they was
right.
separated/divorced.
Yeah. Right.
So you can't blame it on her, but I think when she found out game, that's when this came out.
Oh, absolutely. Like it did. When she found out what was popping. She had to pull a skirt down on that one, right? And I don't blame her for it, to be honest with you. But the thing is, I'm just thinking about this guy, right? Like, and this is why, you know, dudes always have so much drama with women, because dudes will say one thing and then they'll do something else. And so they make it hard for the rest of us who ain't really trying to do all that, right? So
exactly.
Like I'm thinking, like, what is he telling old girl? Like, oh, well, you know, right now it ain't nothing really going on, you know. Because I'm pretty sure they all knew he was married at one point, because he's real about it. He just don't show them. But, you know, he talk about them. He don't show them. But, you know, and he can't be like, well, you know, don't say nothing because, you know. He couldn't tell. He couldn't give it an old side chick speech because, you know, she going to run that up real quick if that's the case, right? Now she got something that she going to hang over his head. So he couldn't hit her with that. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I understand dudes. Who can? I don't understand how dudes can sit in front of all these women, and women eat up everything they say, because it's always the same thing. It's always the same. Like you said earlier, like, you gonna take marital advice from somebody who had failed marriages? Like, you know, I don't understand that, right?
Right.
That
right.
makes sense, right? That don't make no sense at all. And older I spend and be like, well, sometimes, you know, it takes a failure to learn from. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean that, and that's the game that he'll spit at you, right? You know, so
it's just bad all around. Now, do you think he could bounce back from? No, this. Let me make this statement first. Okay, the video he made with his wife.
Yeah,
women, they might not like what I'm about to say, but I'm gonna say it anyway.
Yeah.
Now you seeing how the side piece look, right?
Yeah.
I'd be damned if a woman is going to get on camera with her husband wearing a bonnet on her head.
You know, I thought about that, right? And, you know, women sometimes have motives that don't make no sense to us, right? Because I'm thinking maybe she's trying to prove a point. Like, yeah, because, you know, because I'm pretty sure she's seen everything that's been said on social media, right? Because these black women have been, like, spitting venom about this whole entire thing. And, you know, they've been talking about, oh, well, no wonder he, you know, went out with old girl. Look at her versus this. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure she done seen all that, right? So, and I'm just, I don't know what she, what her message really was, but maybe she's like, look, I got him, and this is who I am. Like, she had to go and put the fake eyelashes on and get the butt shots and all that to get him. But I, right. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that's her play or not. But I'm just saying,
cannot be your play. That cannot be your play. You sitting here looking dormant, right, with a hair bonnet on your head. Video so everybody can see. That cannot be the play. And maybe it's just me because I have a pet peeve with that. Yeah, like, man. I said, I have a house with a wife and two daughters.
Yeah.
You can wear it all around the house all you want. You cannot go out in public with the bonnet on your head.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Like I said, I feel like she was trying to make some type of statement. That's what I feel like. Because listen, she has to, over the last 2 weeks, she's been subjected to every type of thing you can imagine. So you know if she don't agree, number one, to come on this video with him, right? Because like, I don't know how he pulled that off, to be honest with you. But at the end of the day, you know, it's money. It's you know, that knowing that you're going to be taken care of. You know, it gets deep, right? But, but you know, she agreed to be on the video. And I guess she was like, you know, if I'm going to be on this video, I'm going to show these hoes, right? Like, you know. I don't know. I just know if it was somebody like Brennan, which number one, she would be so far away from me in that video. Like, she wouldn't be nowhere in the vicinity of me making some apology video, right? She wouldn't be nowhere near. Right. When they probably wouldn't be in the same zip code. But let's just say she decided to show up. She gonna be like the dumbest dime after that. She probably be looking better than I've ever seen it before in my personal life.
Like, where was all this?
Right. You know what I'm saying? I just know the way she operates. That's the way she gonna show up. It's gonna be clickety-click, heels. She's gonna spend 17 hours on her hair, makeup, all that. It's gonna be top notch. But maybe this girl, I mean, she done been, like I said, social media is something else, bro. And I'm telling you, the women, the way they do each other, man, it is vicious. It is vicious, man. Like, and it's so weird that the woman is catching so much hell about this. And I just really feel like, oh boy, he's his career is pretty much over, but at the same time, I don't feel like
he can't bounce back.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. But, you know, we live in a microwave society, though, you know, where people forget things very quickly. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, of course, you know, dudes, we don't really care. You know what I'm saying? It's another one of these fake ass niggas off the street where we ain't got to worry about, right? So, we don't, we clapping for this dude. Like, yeah, I'm glad you messing up, right? But for women, his fans, you know, I think they always gonna look at him like, bro, you're a fraud. You know what I mean? Like, it would be extremely, and I mean, you know, well, he attracted a million women to follow him in the first place. So who says he can't do it again? Who knows?
Before we move on, you know what? Me and my wife came to a conclusion that Southern women are totally different than the women up north.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Yeah. They got their demeanor and whole lifestyle is totally different.
Oh, absolutely, and so, I can attest to it because, like, you know, growing up in a house where, you know, where my mom stayed with my dad through a bunch of bad stuff. Like, I got older, I would think like, why you deal with that? You know what I mean? But she's always just sitting there, you know, well, this is what I'm supposed to do. You know what I mean? Like. And it drove me nuts, you know, until finally she moved on and moved on with her life. But it was just, it's just weird to see Southern women. They would do that. They would sit there and they will deal. This is what they do. You know, I guess, you know, it's the whole upbringing of, you know, you don't say nothing. You just stand there beside him. And you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't do Northern women. I know, like, my wife. Yeah,
I know my wife. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like,
hey, ain't none of that happened.
No, absolutely not. You know what I mean? No, sir. Yeah. Look, it ain't even got to be that extreme of what my man did. It could be something minor. No, and she's like,
man,
you know what? I holler at you because I'm out. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know what I'm saying?
You know. So but that's a Southern woman thing. It really, maybe that's why T.D. Jakes, and that's why they always bring them down to Atlanta, because those are the ones more susceptible to the message. You know, versus the Northern women, because they ain't coming from New York going to Atlanta to the T.D. Jakes thing. They're not doing that, right? It's them women from your right. So that makes sense. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I just felt like that story was pretty funny. And just to see how people are reacting to it is a trip. And that kind of thing, man. His house, like, yeah, I'm a clown, this dude. But, you know, the last thing I want to talk about, man, I'm gonna, you know, before we get out of here is, like, some of the same old stuff. So we are in 2021, and I don't know if this is this is the first shooting wild thing that I can think of so far this year. Yeah, but it's basically, you know, how does the story go? If 10 people got killed, right? So let me see if I get the story straight here. So 10 people were killed, including a police officer, after a gunman walked into a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado on Monday and began randomly shooting shoppers. Yeah. Like, what?
Man, dude.
What is this?
You can't even go grocery shopping.
You know what I'm saying? This is crazy.
Let me add on to this. What the hell's going on in Colorado?
I have no idea, man.
You had a Columbine.
You did?
A high school.
Yep.
Then you had a movie theater.
Yes, you did.
Remember that
stuff? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now you got a supermarket.
Yeah, it is nuts, man. I don't know. Maybe they bored because ain't nothing really happening out there. I don't know what it is. I have no idea.
Is it the altitude messing with you? The mountains or something? Because that is crazy to me.
That is absolutely insane. Like, and so in every case, it's always been like with the school shooting. That has some different things because then we're talking about teenager and they going through mental stuff and, you know, but for a person just to walk up into a grocery store or a movie theater and just start like killing people who ain't got nothing to do with whatever is going on in his life.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, before we get into that, let me tell you, this is why I'm like, look, I feel for the people who lost their lives and their yes. families and all that stuff. The thing I'm upset about though is like the first thing I thought about, okay, what happened with the suspect? Did they shoot him? Did they kill him? Did they gun him down? No. You know, they went in, quote unquote, apprehended him and cuffed him up and threw him in a car and drove him away. Right. So when I saw that, it made me think of something that happened to me last week. Right. So I'm pulling out of my garage to get ready to go to work. And my car is telling me one of my headlights is out. Right. It's saying, hey, look, you one of your headlights is out. So, you know, that's normally a normal dude would see this. Or let's say a white dude would see this and probably wouldn't mean nothing to them. Okay, where the lighter? I'll take care of it later. I'll get it fixed, right? But I had to rearrange my whole entire weekend because of this, because I couldn't drive the car to work because when I come home from work, it's nighttime. And I work in a place where you do not want to get pulled over by the police for no reason whatsoever, right?
Okay.
So, you know, and it's weird. So I'm explaining this to people at work. I'm like, well, I had to drive the wife's car to work this weekend. I'm like, why you got to drive the wife's car to work this weekend? I said, with my headlight. With your headlight? Who cares? I was like, oh, I don't want to get pulled over by the police. And they go one of the white guys like, oh, these ignorant, stupid hillbilly cops, I see them driving by people with one headlight all the time. And I said, oh, are they black? I said, because, you know, me being black, I can't afford to be pulled over for no reason. You know, and they was like, what you mean? Mm-hmm. Like, well, exactly. It ain't got nothing to do with me being illegal and that. Like, this, I'm black. And, you know, if I give them an opportunity to pull me over, that opens up another opportunity for me not to make it home that night, right? So exactly, I'm explaining this, right? And their minds are blown. They not understand.
They what don't
I'm
talking get it.
About. They do not understand it, right? Like, dude, this is a headlight. Chill out. No, dude, it's more serious than
it's
that.
It's more than the headlight. You think it's just the headlight, but it's more. And I agree with you totally. I have the same situation. You know, I work nights.
Okay, yeah.
I'm driving in the night. I'm driving to work at night.
Right.
And if a headlight is out, you damn sure believe that the next morning I'm changing that bad fella ASAP.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, we can't go a whole week without a headlight.
No, that just don't work, right? And so then what made me think of that is like I'm seeing the video of them, you know, this dude just killed 10 people, including one of the people who got killed is a police officer, one of their own. Now you would think if they didn't give him any more motivation to open fire on this kid when they saw him. You know what? So you're trying to tell me, and I'm going extreme here, Glass. You might have to ring me.
No, I'm jumping out there with you. I want to understand this.
If a white kid can kill a police officer in front of other police officers, and they detain him, but a black dude, all he got to do is just say why you stopping me, and he gets killed.
I'm
trying to understand the disconnect there.
There's no understanding.
Yeah,
it's just kidding. I'm just gonna say it. You know, if you lose. Listeners, it's my fault.
Yeah.
White privilege.
Yeah,
it's it's obvious, blingly obvious. And I don't think he was white.
Okay,
but he definitely wasn't black.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you know, you have this and like I said, I'm not demeaning what happened with the 10 people that passed it, you know, that passed my condolences and everything. Right. Yeah. You had the chief of police up there. She was crying. She was somber and everything.
Yeah.
But let's not, you know, and from what I understand, this police officer had 7 kids.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know that.
And
yeah.
To me, like you said, back in the day, especially here in Chicago, you shoot one of them.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Your life is gone because they're coming at you. They come to find you.
That's right.
They pulling over everybody. They come to find you, and you might not be walking away from this.
Right, because now they got free reign to do whatever. You know what I mean? Like
yes. They kill one of our house. They go into the trunk, get the shotgun, go get everything.
Oh yeah. And that's what surprised me. That really, really surprised me a lot. And I was just like, you know, and a lot of times we see stuff like this happen and we try to talk to our white counterparts about this and they never really understand.
They don't understand.
They never get it, right?
It's like in their face and y'all don't understand. Could name you numerous young white kids that kill people and was able to walk away.
Absolutely.
Compared to unarmed black men.
Right. This is what
we kill off the minute stuff.
Somebody asked me, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I almost swung on him, right? So we're talking about this, and the guy asked me, he said, "Well, listen, Q, what did you want that? Did you want the police to kill the guy?" And I was like, "No, I don't want nobody to get killed nowhere. I'm just pointing out a difference between, you know, if it was a black guy or if it was somebody else, like." No, I'm not saying that, you know, they asked me if I would rather the cops kill the dude. They asked me that. They were serious about it too.
No, you know. Big Q, there's a saying that is totally true. I've heard recently.
Yeah.
We don't want white people to get killed like black people.
Right.
We want black people to live like white people. Simple as that.
Simple as that. That's what it is.
Simple
right?
as that.
It's crazy. Now,
I don't want anybody to get killed, but right. I mean, it can't be one side this way and the other side the other way.
Absolutely not. Right. It's ridiculous.
I want to get to your status. I want you to come down to my status.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? And it's crazy. Again, like I said, not minimizing, you know, the people who got killed in it, because that's some serious stuff. And, you know, and it's crazy because you're just shopping, you're chilling, you know, just a normal day out, you know, and then you got some weirdo runs up in there, you know, opening fire on folk. You know what I mean? It's crazy. And another thing, like somebody said to me while we was having this discussion was like, well, you know, how black people go all the way from 10 people just got killed to how come the suspect didn't get shot? You know what I'm saying? Well, the same reason that you thinking about that, that's the way we think too. So you want to know why I automatically went to like what happened to the suspect? You know, we thinking the same thing. What happened to the suspect? You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like
I seen that whole listen. You hear the story? You read the story?
Yeah.
And I'm saying I went to CNN. I read the story. Yeah. And the first thing that caught my attention was. He got arrested.
Got arrested.
I didn't care about anything else. He got arrested,
yo. Craziness, man. When I've seen black people countless get killed for way less, you know.
Man.
You just took 10 lives. And you're going to tell your story.
And a police officer.
And a police officer. Right. And you're going to get to tell somebody about that. You know what
I mean? And you had an AR-15. You didn't have a handgun. You had an AR-15.
Ridiculousness, man. It's crazy. You would think that, you know, as we advance as a people, you know, things would get a little bit better, but they looking like, you know, these people are continuing to try to keep us in the dark ages, man. But you know, us as black folks, I'm just glad that we are, observant enough to kind of see what's happening. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like I said, things like with the, with me in the headlight, you know, like I said, like, you know, 10 years ago, I probably wouldn't have thought about that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I probably would have just like, you know what? I get it taken care of when I get paid on Friday or whatever. You know what I mean? And I probably would have drove it 2 days or 2 nights and I probably would have got pulled over and who knows what would have happened. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But the fact that, you know, that we are aware, I think that's a step in the right direction. I know I have like young nephews who just now getting their driver's license and stuff. And I remember, you know, talking to one of my nephews, man, he just got his license. He got him a little BMW, a little Uzi, and he loved it. Had a conversation with him, man. Like, bro, it's real out here, man. And you got to be very, very careful while you're out here because they don't treat us like they treat them. You know?
Right.
They don't.
Right.
So, you know.
You know, everything is based on, everything is for white people.
Oh, yeah.
And I know we're about to end the show and everything, yeah. but stuff like this, you know, my wife be telling all the time, you can't go nowhere. Like I said, movie theater, high school,
right.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
So now when you see it as me that own a gun and my dad owns guns.
Right. Uh-huh.
Man, let me go get this conceal and carry.
You know?
But then, wait, hold on. If I get a conceal and carry, that means I have a gun on me. So if I get pulled over and tell the officer I have a gun.
Hell yeah.
That doesn't look well for me, nope. even though I am legally able to carry.
You kind of giving him a little bit of a license.
He didn't think of that.
You
a black man with a gun.
Yep, like he had a gun. You know, that's
damn if you do, damn if you don't.
That's right. You know, I think the only way we can kind of get by is with the gun is if somebody would kind of force their way into our house. I think we can probably win that one. You know what I mean?
We'll win that one.
But you know, as long as they got us,
win that one. As long as they don't leave out the front door.
Right.
Once they leave the house, you can't do nothing.
Right. But if they got us away from the house, though, man, you know, we always going to take the L, man. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
And it is what it is. Glass, look, man, I appreciate you coming on, you know, on a pretty heavy first episode. But this is kind of what I want to set the tone of what the podcast is going to be about, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty heavy, but, you know, I knew you was the guy who would be able to handle that with me. You know, so I appreciate you coming through and doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thanks for having me on the show, man.
No doubt, man. So before we got here, what is going on with you, man? Let everybody know what's happening with you, where they can hit you up, because, you know, you dropped some pretty heavy stuff here. Maybe somebody might want to,
Well, you know what? I went on a little hiatus. You know, if y'all don't know, it's an annual thing. Once Big Q is done with Team Boy TV Live, he goes dark.
Absolutely.
So I basically follow behind him. But doing this episode, and I appreciate you having me on the show, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of like, got the juices flowing again.
Oh,
me
yeah.
get back on my podcast. So
there
I might go. Might find me next week. So if I do,
yeah,
and when I do get back on, you can find me on the Sage of Sports podcast. That's on Anchor FM. You can follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google. Just look up the Sage of Sports podcast. You'll find me there. If you don't see me there, you want to get in contact with me, you can follow me on all social medias, Instagram, Facebook, The Sage of Sports. Or email me at thesageofsports@gmail.com. You can get in contact with me there. But I love this show, man. I appreciate you having me on this show.
Not a problem, man. You know, and look, maybe you got to be like a reoccurring guest, man, and that kind of thing. Because, you know, anytime it, you know, come out, I know I can bounce that stuff off you, and I know it's going to be cool. The good thing is, you know, we roll into the spring, and with the spring, the summer comes. Which means that me, you, and JB will link back up and do our sports thing. But I also wanted to make sure that people know that, you know, Big Q's World Podcast is one of the podcasts that I'm doing right now. I do have the Smart Guys podcast that I do with Keon every Monday. We also live stream that one on YouTube as well. And that kind of thing, check that out. Also, me and the wife, Vernie, we have a bi-weekly podcast about life and love and marriage called Shackled that we do every other week. So, first episode of that is up on all your favorite podcast platforms, and episode 2 will be out this weekend, this Saturday, I think it is, right? Usually when I do it, and that kind of thing. And of course, you know, the reboot of Big Q's World, I don't know where I'm gonna fit this one into the schedule, but it'll be a weekly thing, and we'll figure it out, you know, as it goes. So whenever you're hearing this or seeing it, or if you catch it on social media, that means I'm promoting it, so that means you saw it, right? So that's, again, I want to thank you one more time, man, for coming and joining me, and you know, maybe we'll hook up again in a couple weeks. I'll let you know. Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.